Some good news that I'd like to mention that I think would be part of an alternative, or at least maybe even a duplication in a way, of what's coming up is that, and maybe many people know, but I'm not sure everybody's aware, that we are going to be getting a local radio station very soon, that Tim Coco has been granted an FM license, and WHAV-FM will be hitting the airwaves, I would guess, within, hopefully in this year. And I, knowing Tim as I do, I think, you know, he already is reporting daily news on his WHAV.net station, doing a good job at it. I think he'll only do a better job at it. He's an old reporter himself and loves the radio industry. I mean, he has pulled off to get that FM license, something that was close to an impossibility. And I give him a lot of credit for what he's accomplished in being granted that license. And that will provide a a terrestrial AM FM radio signal to the city of Haverhill, and I would hope that he will, if not broadcast our meetings in duplicating what is being done by HCTV for television, at least I'm sure he'll have a reporter here and that he will recover them diligently, because I know that's what he used to do when I was on the council back in the 80s, and he was the Gazette reporter. So he's a great guy, and we're very fortunate to have him as one of the people that's so invested in the city and really cares about doing what's right for the city. So I just wanted to mention that Tim Coco is working now to get that FM on the air, and I think that will also help keep at least the community message front and center through FM radio. So those are my comments for this evening. Thank you.